debate, discuss predictions all about The Walking Dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead. My name is John, and here's my friend, Sean Kelly. How are you doing today, Sean?
Just doing fine, John.
Excellent. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about the ending of The Walking Dead. How do we think the show's going to end? Will it differentiate from the comics? All that good stuff. But before we start, I'd like to thank Ramsey B for the music, and let's get on with the show. So like it said, all good things must come to an end. So one day, a couple of years probably, in my opinion, from now, The Walking Dead will end. How do you think it will end, Sean? Because I have a couple ideas, but I want to hear yours first.
All right. Thanks, John. Now, it's the thing about The Walking Dead is it's just very cinematic. You could feel like they're movies, but that show has to have an ending that is going to be a shocker. You're not going to see a prediction that's going to really come out right. I think that the way those showrunners run these things is they're always constantly baffling people. Like, there's a lot of times in where I think something's going to happen and it doesn't happen. So I believe maybe one way the show really will end is everyone dies. That could be something, I guess, if it's like a final stand and they all finally go down and that's it. But that's just an out in the void one. I don't really enjoy that one a lot. I would like to see there be an ending where a triumph happens, and I guess where they can, for a point where they can settle down and they don't have to worry about the everyday fear of not only the walkers, but the people as well. No matter which way it goes out, John, I'll be okay for the show to end, even though I love it. It's one of my favorite shows on TV, and I believe it's one of the best shows ever made on TV. If it goes out well and it's put together well in the ending, that's all that matters to me, is that it's remembered as a really great series. So personally, those are the ways I think it might end.
Okay, I don't think everyone's going to die. This isn't Game of Thrones. The producers have somewhat of a heart. I think at least five of our favorites are going to live. Maybe later in the episode, we'll predict who we think is going to survive the whole series. But one thing I heard, and that I thought was kind of cool, is the old man Carl theory. At the end of the series, whenever it ends, we're going to flash forward to a 50-year-old Carl.
That's great. That'd be cool.
Telling the story to his children in a nice... The world's still going to have zombies or walkers, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be at peace. They're going to be trying to get it back. Of course, I think when Carl tells... The way it's going to end is Rick dying.
Yeah.
Even though I'd like to see a season or so with Carl really learning how to become a leader, get over his father's death. Now, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, that's a cool... I always love that idea. Carl is this show, and Carl is what the show is going to be. If you look at the way Rick runs things, he runs things to make a character for Carl. He has said on multiple occasions throughout the comics and the TV show that the only reason he leads is because he needs to personally make sure the world is safe for only one person, and that is his son. And son and daughter, actually, now. Sorry, I was in comic mode. Judith isn't alive. No, yeah, and for his daughter, subsequently now. But the thing is, Robert Kirkman has said multiple times that the show can go on without Rick. Rick is not the life force of the show. He's a very big part of it, and he's extremely important. They have Carl. They have someone, and I think it's a great point you made, is that the old man Carl is Carl growing up and becoming an adult. I would love to see the show flash forward a lot, maybe flash forward a decade to the point, and then continue it with Carl leading a group and see – group members, you know, and maybe even their children coming out and becoming the new group. So the show has a lot of different paths it can explore, but personally, Rick is not someone that I believe the show will end after Rick dies, not even before.
Now, since we all know the show's based off a comic book, and a lot of people want the show to end the same way as the comic book, or there are people who want it both to end differently, I don't think they should end the same way, because you don't need that, or... I don't think it should end the same way because it becomes predictable. That's why I like when the show or any TV show based on a book goes off script. Like, it goes into left field, like Game of Thrones. It pisses off the main readers and it pisses off the people.
But it's always great for cinema.
Yeah, as long as it's done well. Because it has been done wrong, or there's been the wrong character death. But I don't want the comics and the show to end at the same time. How different do you think the comics and the TV show are going to be in their end of the series?
I could definitely see them. I would like to see him go off path because I don't think he needs to stay like a strict line. I think the show is very independent and the comics are very independent. Personally, I believe that the comics will probably outlive the TV show since it takes a lot to make a TV show and it does not take as much to make a comic. It's just they can take different paths, but the way the comic's going is maybe not the way the show is going. And I think that is all determined on the people they keep alive. These characters run the show. You're never going to see a character die, just dying. Everyone dies for a reason in this show and in this comic. Everything, every time someone dies, it connects another storyline. It makes another storyline. It affects another person. So you're never going to see someone just blatantly get shot by accident. It's never going to happen in the show. For the endings, I would really want to see a more in-depth analysis of every character. I'd want to see them really go into it and wrap everything up, but I would like to see it definitely differently in the show and the comics.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Now, there are a lot of theories we've heard and we could discuss, but we don't have that much time. All right, I brought this up earlier in the show, but I'll give you some time to think about it. Let's think of 3 to 5 characters who we think are going to make it to the end.
Oh, okay.
If they don't kill everybody off, but like I said, I don't think they will. So you have one character right now?
Yeah, definitely. It's a duo character. It's either Carl or Rick. I think they're in the same category. They're the two most closely connected characters in this story. Rick said multiple times he'll straight up just leave. Like, he'll just die if his son dies. That's kind of what it is. So they can't, like, have him. I think killing Carl and leaving him there would be kind of useless. But, like, definitely see, like, Michonne killed. Like, really test the bounds with Rick. But if Carl lives, then I believe Rick can die. But if Carl dies, then Rick has to make it to the end. Without one of those two characters, you lose a really huge part of the story.
Let's see. One character I think will make it to the end will be Maggie. She's eventually going to have her kid to look after. Mm-hmm. She's pretty much now Enid's mom slash caretaker. Yeah. She's now leading.
Yeah, she's leading the hilltop at this point,
I think she's safe.
She is.
I think Carl, I agree with you with Carl. He'll be there. Do you have anybody else you're thinking of?
Yeah, I would want to see this next generation. I personally believe that they're just Judith. I think Judith's going to be alive for a very long time. I want to be able to see this point in the show, thinking ahead. I think her storyline is just waiting to be opened. I think, like, if they do a flash forward or something like that, then they could have her, you know, oh, this is Judith, and she's, like, 15. And she's at where Carl was, really, when this all started and stuff like that. I would like to see. I don't think she's going to die off. And a final character I really don't believe that they are going to kill off is Negan. I think that, spoiler in the comics, Negan is a part of the group now. He is getting this friendship with Rick, and I think they're going to become very close colleagues and adversaries because they are really in doubt the same leader. They do it a different way. Rick isn't as violent as Negan is, but really, down to the core, their main thing is they protect the weak. And they are the strong. And that is the whole deal. So I think I would really like to see Negan integrate into the group. And I would like to see, you know, his storyline get even farther than it already is. So there are my three, probably Carl, Negan, and Judith.
Maggie, Carl, maybe Michonne. I'm not 100%
sure. Michonne, maybe. At this point, Michonne is Andrea of the comics, really. Andrea, by the way, is still alive in the comics. And because she's one of my favorite characters in the comics. She sucks in the TV show. She's horrible.
She's dead.
Thank God. She died, 4 seasons ago? Yeah. It's been that long.
Carol could survive. Carol. I think even though I see her...
She's strong, man.
I see her dying as like a sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe Morgan survives the whole series.
You don't know. Yeah, if they die, it's going to be sacrifice. There's no way you're going to see Carol's bumbling down the street and a walker catches her. That just doesn't happen. If she can burn down someone's compound, a walker isn't going to kill Carol. She's going to get either killed by someone, or if she gets killed by walkers, it's going to be a sacrifice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is where we're going to end this episode. John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead is produced, edited, and recorded by myself, John Rogers, with the help of my co-host, Sean Kelly. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, John. I had a great time talking about a great show here on this podcast, and hope everybody likes it.
And now, next week, we're going to take a little hiatus for a while because we need more stuff to happen. Until then, I'm John. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.